bones don't die, so keep an eye on your dreams.
Or before you know where you are, there you are.
What happens to those dreams, the ones all those commencement speakers told you to reach for when you graduated? When you graduate this year, reach for your dreams, they say. Well, maybe you don't want to spend much time listening to Stephen Sondheim's show about selling out, failure, success, and happiness. Merrily we roll along.
Why don't you turn around and go back?
Bend your dreams.
How does it happen?
But Merrily We Roll Along is a favorite for our friend Alvin Hall, who's given a few commencement speeches in his day. His advice, don't hold back, don't sugarcoat the tough future out there, and above all, ditch the reach for your dreams earnestness. And now, for the class of 2013, writer, financial advisor, BBC personality, Alvin Hall.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. Do you know that play, Merrily We Roll Along, open at the Alvin Theater?
Really?
Yes, it was at the Alvin Theater.
So you're tough with graduates, right?
Well,
with the schools that you visit.
Well, I think that giving a commencement speech is both an opportunity to empower them, but also to give them a sense of reality. Because to me, the biggest mistake that people can make is to lead people to believe that they can actually plan every aspect of their lives. I believe that people need to be open to new opportunities, to have the courage to grab something that you really don't know what it is and to see what's going to happen. But in today, people think, oh, let me just plan out all my life. I can plan out where I'm going to go. No, grab those opportunities. And that takes courage.
So don't reach for your dreams. Grab something you haven't dreamed.
Exactly, because often it's something that you haven't dreamed about that opens the door to a possibility greater than you ever imagined.
You gave a commencement speech at Bowdoin.
Yes,
right?
I did.
A very cold place up in Maine.
Yes.
You focused a lot on that in your speech.
I did. It was a very controversial speech. It's in 1974. And friends of mine and I sat around and we thought about what can we say about the school? Well, what we remembered was the peanut butter soup, which was awful, the green pineapple upside down cake, the high mountains of snow. We didn't really focus so much on the educational opportunities that the school gave us, and they were great, but we focused on the life that we had there. And at the end of the speech, I said, I'm sure that I will look back on these years at Bowdoin, and in 20 years, I will return to the school if I can find a team of wild horses.
Oh, my.
Well, needless to say, that did not go down well with some alumni, I heard later.
But the students were on their feet.
The students loved it. I won a prize for this speech. I'm not so sure I could get away with that today, because today with the internet and YouTube, the speech would be everywhere. And can you imagine a corporation where I would apply for a job hiring me after a speech like that? I would be unemployed for quite a while.
Well, we're trying to get wisdom from our listeners on commencement speeches for 2013. Stay single and your pockets will jingle. That's Oakland County, Michigan.
I like that one.
In the job market, who you know usually counts more than what you know. That's from Portland, Oregon. And make a point of saving money, but don't use it as a measure of your value or success. From New York City, maybe one of your neighbors.
Oh, yeah. I like the one about it's who you know who gets the job, because I've watched in my lifetime that the pendulum has swung back to that point. There was a time in the 80s when it was truly a meritocracy, but now I'm seeing more and more people get jobs through connections. So you don't have to be necessarily the best at what you do. You have to be good enough. But when you get through that door, you need to work very, very hard.
I feel sorry for the commencement speakers in 2013, because you've got climate change, you've got bad economy, you've got Europe going into the tank. I mean, it's not a lot of mushy Valentines out there.
No, they're not a lot of mushy Valentines. However, I think that people need to focus on their own stories. Remember, commencement is about the students. Focus on what the students need. I think a lot of institutions have shifted away from the students toward looking at bigger issues, politics. So you have those speeches in which they invite in a local businessman, politician, right, to talk about their accomplishment and how they view the world. Snore, snore, sleep, sleep. Oh, they're often so boring. Then you have, they bring in the stars, the star power. They're looking for a really, really big moment to come out of this, something history-making.
You're a star. You're a star. And thank you for the big moment for the graduates of 2013. Reach for that thing you haven't even dreamed of. That's a great takeaway.
Yes.
Happy 2013, Alvin Hall.
Happy 2013 to you.
Personal finance expert, BBC personality, and our friend, Alvin Hall.